Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are enjoying your Tuesday night so far. I'm coming to you live from West Virginia, and it's so good to be here with family and extended family. And, you know, God is just awesome. So this is a great experience to be around family, see your family again. I just want to say a shout out to my grandmother. I gave her a kiss on her forehead not too long ago, and I love her, and I love everyone, I love our family. So this is what we're going to do right now. We'll start with Israel Houston. Again, I say rejoice. And I'll be right back.
Rejoice!
Somebody lift up shouts and rejoice.
It would be like the sky that's never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the fallen snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch, but never felt. It's like the vase that holds no flowers. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you. Cause I'll never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
It would be like the game that has no end. Like knowing love's behind the door, you cannot end. Like knowing joy's in a morning that never comes.
Kind of like,
what life would be if God didn't send you, son? It's kind of like a heart when the love's flowing through it. I never want to see without you. No, no. And I never want to wait. Never wanna.
You guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from Charleston, West Virginia. And you just have finished listening to the tunes of 25/7, Bring Your Praise. You know, one of the things I want to talk about today, I want to talk about building on God's promises. What happens when we build our dreams on God's promises? We're building on faith. Faith that the promise that he has told us and he has given us will come to pass in our lives. So sometimes God, we're building on those promises of God. We're building on faith. Faith that what God has spoken to our hearts and to our lives and in and through his word will come to pass, that it will happen in your life. And sometimes when you're building on faith, you're building on something, of course, that you don't see, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So I just want to encourage you guys, that when you're building on that dream that God has given you, you have to first build upon that faith. And it might appear to you to be nothing, but if you're following God, he will give you the things that you need. He'll open up the doors that need to be opened up for you when you're building on that most holy faith, your faith in him and following his lead in your life. He will bring that thing to pass.
Listen, you don't have to touch me. You don't have to hold me. You don't have to say a word. I'll tell you what. Control, and I feel like I am falling time and time again.
rock and Michelle. I tell anybody about the jewel I found. I put you on, then you turn my frown upside down. But you ain't even gotta touch me when I feel you breathe. It's surreal how my mind, body, and soul's at peace. So if you're being so kind, inhale, exhale. Do that thing you do, cause you do it well. I gotta have it, cause I need it from my head to my feet. If you appease, I'll be pleased. Give me that drink so I can take me another trip to paradise. Cause every new trip seems twice as nice. See, the way you make me feel is so impossible to hide. And when it's all said and done, I'm completely satisfied with life.
You don't have to touch me. You don't have to hold me. You don't have to do a thing to prove that you're the phone that I sing. There is only one thing. I am begging. I'll be satisfied as long as you please hold me. Please hold me.
This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live again from the coming to you live from Charleston, West Virginia. And it's so great to be here with family and things like that. And you just now finished listening to the tune of Christopher Tate out of the D.C. area. Now it's called Breathe. So the first point I told you is that when you're building on God's promises and the dreams and things like that he's given you, you're building on faith. But while you're building on faith, I want to encourage you today to understand that you have also been called for a purpose. Called for a purpose, and a purpose is the underlying reason that you do things. A purpose means that you have a vision. There's a task to be completed. So as you're building on faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, and it might appear in the natural right now at this point in your life, in your ministry, that it's not what God has shown you, but it's going to come. That's working my faith. So when you build on those dreams, you work on dreams and promises that God has given you, you're working on faith. And also when you work on a faith, you're also remembering that you've been called for a purpose. God has called you for a purpose. Your life is not just something that is just happening. He's called you for a purpose. And when you have a purpose and you're doing that purpose, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. But you have to keep your faith in God. You have to keep your faith and trust in him and in his word. That when you ask, it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it will be opened unto you. And when you understand that you need to seek the kingdom of God above everything else, you can see once you've done that, to encourage you to understand, to realize that you have been called for a purpose. So when you're building upon the dreams that God has given you and has spoken to you, understand you're building by faith. And understand that you've been called for a purpose. There's a purpose that has to be met, and that's what God has chosen. That's why God has chosen you to do that particular purpose.
my grandson, D. Wright. Enjoy the show.
Yes, that's my grandmother, and I love her to death. I love her to life, and that's my grandmother, and blessing me, and she's blessing you guys by doing that radio drop for me. You know, right now, I'm so grateful for my father and my stepmom. I'm here, and with the entire family, they're not here exactly right now. But I've had a chance to see the family today, and I just wanted to encourage you guys. Tell people that you love them. Tell them that you love them. Give them kisses now. Give them hugs now while they're here, because we're not promised tomorrow. But I was hoping that our cousin would call in, because we're having a discussion on the other line pertaining to this, and there's a testimony he wanted to share. So I'm hoping that he will really call in within the next minute or so. But I want to encourage you guys that God is giving your purpose. So when you're building on your dreams and the dreams that God is giving, you're building on faith. And as you're building on faith, I want you to understand that you have been called for a purpose. You've been called for a purpose, that you've been called to do a particular job, a particular assignment. And so I just want to encourage you that when you're building on the dreams and promises God has spoken to you in life, it might appear that things aren't happening and things aren't moving. But I want to encourage you that things are happening, things are moving. I just want to encourage you with that. And also, I want to also encourage you, as I was saying before, to remember that you've been called for a purpose. And once you remember that you've been called for a purpose and you're doing that dream and you're working and doing what God is telling you to do, being led by the Holy Spirit, I want to also encourage you to rest. Abide in Him. You know, John 15 talks about abiding in God. You know, He is the vine; we are the branches. You know, so but before I even go there, I want to bring my cousin in live. Hey, cousin, you're live on the Hard Love Radio Show. How's it going, cuz?
Hey, cuz, how you doing, man?
Doing well, you guys. This is my big cuz, Kevin Smith, you know, and we're just talking on the other line as I was doing the radio show. He was just sharing something with me that I think that would definitely bless you guys. And cuz, what do you mind telling them, giving them the backdrop behind that, if you don't mind?
Sure, man, not a problem, cuz. I was just sharing with Greg that, you know, I remember one time I had made a mistake and said that God had a plan. And I was corrected later on after service, and I was told that God doesn't have a plan, He has a purpose. See, the difference between the plan and the purpose is we can make plans, but we can never plan the outcome. But with the purpose, they always come back with a result. And that's what God is all about.
Yeah. The thing about that, I wanted to share that is because of the fact that, you know, the scripture that says about God knows plans. You know, we make plans, but basically pretty much what you just said. You know, we make plans, but God will order His footsteps. You know, we can come with a plan all day, but I do believe that we've been called for a purpose.
Exactly, cuz. Hey, I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you too, cuz. And you know, and you guys know, my cousin Kevin going to be back on next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night, and it's going to be. I don't think I can say you've got to be here. I'm going to tell you more about it.
All right.
Love you, cuz. I'll talk to you later.
I love you too, man. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Then I was my cousin, guys, who called in. I wanted to share that because hopefully that will encourage some of you. You guys are out there, because I know that sometimes you're going through what you're going through, and you're saying, God, why? Well, you're saying, my vision looks like it's not going to come to pass, but you got to have the faith, and you got to have the purpose. Not only that, you got to rest in who God is. You got to rest in God's ability. It's about God. It's about doing His work. It's about doing what He's called you to do. If you have your Bibles, you know, feel free to turn in to John 15. John 15 is faith. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, so it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 6, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. I want to encourage you that, as you know, that's a lesson within itself. These verses that I just read are a lesson within themselves. But what I want to share with you as far as building on your dreams and the things that God has given you, do things in faith, one. Two, realize that you've been called for a purpose. Three, remain in God. Remain in Jesus. Remain in God's word. Build that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Spend time in prayer. Spend time meditating on God's word. Spend time with God. You know, it's not enough to just say, I want to do the will of God. It's also about, first of all, having a relationship. So as God is giving you this vision that He's giving you, while He's done these things, you need to take those things He's shown you and begin to work that faith. As you begin to work that faith, understand that you've been called for a purpose, for a reason. And then as you're doing that, remain in God. Because one of the pitfalls that happens sometimes that God will show us things and we'll start doing these things and we become too busy for God. We become too busy to spend time in prayer. We become too busy to spend time in the Holy Spirit. I mean, with the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, spending time with God to hear His voice. You know, we cannot bear fruit unless we remain in Him. Verse 5 again in John 15 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I want to encourage you that as you build and you do what God has shown you to do, I want to encourage you to remember that you can't do anything without Him. I just want to encourage you, because someone out there needs to know you're doing things that God has called you to do. You're working out your faith. You are standing called for purpose. Not the purpose to fulfill your will, but the purpose to fulfill God's will for your life. And you cannot bear fruit if you don't spend time with God. You just got to spend time with God. You got to spend that time. You got to spend that time with them. You got to spend that time in prayer. And I hope this is touching someone out there. And I'm going to tell you why I was inspired today. I was inspired today because I saw a vision of what will be in someone's life. And I saw it, and I said, wow, they're building, and it might look what it looks like now. But by faith, I believe that God is going to really work in this person's life, and God is already working in this person's life, and that God is going to continue to work in that person's life, and that God is opening up doors. I just see overflow. And it touched me. It touched me in my faith to see someone else's faith in action, in motion. And that's what God has called us to do. He's called us to do his will. Some of you, you just got to take that step. Some of you might be on that first step, walking by faith, and you're saying, God, how can I do the things you called me to do? Look at my track record. Let's look at my rap sheet, God. You know, I've done this, I've done that, I've said this, I've said that. You expect me to do this vision, this dream you've given me? You might be there. Some of you might be on a part where you don't realize that you've been called for a purpose, and you're stuck on the fact that you know, I can't be called for a purpose. God doesn't have a purpose for me. That's not true. We can spread God's message, God's love, with everyone we come in contact with. Each life is important. Each soul is important to God. You have a purpose. That purpose is to worship God, praise God, live your life for God, be a light for the world to see Christ living in you. Some of you guys might be stuck with this at this third part about remaining in God. You know, sometimes it's so easy sometimes, and the temptation becomes to get lost in the things of God, and to get lost in the blessings of God, and to get lost in your purpose. But I want to encourage you, God wants relationship. You know, I've heard some preachers preach this, and they've said things such as, you know, as far as recording artists, you know, and other people who are ministering and bringing people to Christ, while at the same time at the end, they might end up themselves in hell. You know, build your relationship with God. Stay in God. Stay in his word. As God elevates you, if this is the level where this is where you're stuck at, begin to make practical things you can do. Begin to say, hey, let me try reading the word for 30 minutes a day. And then build on that. You might go ahead and build up and say, you know, let's do a couple of weeks and then build up to 40 minutes. Do that for a couple of weeks. Then build up to 45 or 50 minutes. And say, hey, let me just spend 30 minutes in the morning praying. Do things that's going to build up your spiritual man. Do things that's going to take time and with a purpose. Begin to set aside time where you can spend time with God, spend time in his word, remaining in him. Because what happens is that when you remain in God, when you remain in him, as you're building on the things that God has given you, God will give you more directions. The Holy Spirit will tell you, no, do this. Don't do that. Do it this way. You know, and you'll be ready for the blessings of God. Because God has a plan for your life. So I just want to encourage someone who's there. Take that time. Realize, build on faith. Realize that you've been called for purpose, and then remain in God. Don't say, God, I got this down, God. You've brought me to this point. Now I can take it from here, God. Don't do that. But this is what you got to do. I'm going to go to rebuke the devil. I'll be right back.
Bold.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, casting down everything that exalts itself against the power of God.
Listen to me. I have something very important to say. How many loved ones have you lost to such things as this? Drugs. They offer a high for exchange for your life. Alcohol. Take it away, you better drink. So what are we going to do? The Bible says, rebuke the devil, he will flee. So I'm going to give you 3 steps to rebuke it. Stop. See the very appearance of evil. Pray to the one and only God, Jesus. Rebuke. Just rebuke the devil. Rebuke the devil. Just rebuke the devil.
Thank you.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was my Uncle Leon Edwards. That was Stand Up, and that was by Noel Five. This group Noel Five. And I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves on the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. I hope that something I've spoken to said today has touched your hearts. I just want to give a shout out to my grandmother who's listening, probably my dad, my stepmom, my stepsisters, the family, and I just appreciate you guys. I just want to encourage you again to know that when God calls you to do a dream, when He gives you a dream to complete, do that dream in faith. Know that you've been called for a purpose, and then remain in Him. And as you remain in God, God will bring that dream to fruition in the past. But make sure you keep God first in everything that you do. I'm going to leave you with this song tonight for my project titled All Things Are Possible. This is, you know, special edition. This is the song is a Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus medley. I hope it touches your heart, touches your heart, your hearts, and your minds. And God bless you guys. And make sure you tune in this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless.